The young fisherman laughed. You have done me no wrong, but I don't need you. Go wherever you wish, but don't trouble me. My love is calling to me. The fisherman stood on the sand with his back to the moon. His shadow lay in front of him. His soul said, If you must drive me away from you, don't send me away without a heart. There is no love nor kindness in the world. Give me your heart to take with me. What should I love my love with if I give you my heart? He cried. Give me your heart, said his soul, for the world is very hard and I am afraid. My heart is my love's, he answered. So do not wait, but go. Should I not love too? Asked his soul. Go, I don't need you, cried the young fisherman, and he took the little knife out of its case of snakeskin and cut away the shadow from round his feet. It rose up and stood in front of him and looked at him. It was just like himself. He drew back and put away the knife. He was afraid. Go, he said, and never let me see your face again. No, we must meet again, said the soul. Its voice was very quiet. How shall we meet? Cried the young fisherman. Will you follow me into the deepest part of the sea? Once a year I'll come to this place and call to you, said the soul. Perhaps you may need me. Why should I need you? Cried the fisherman. Do what you like. Then he jumped into the sea, and the little mermaid rose up to meet him and put her arms around his neck and kissed him. The soul stood close on the shore and watched them. When they had gone down into the sea, it went away, weeping. When 1 year had passed, the soul came down to the shore and called out to the young fisherman, and he came out of the sea and said, Why do you call me? The soul answered, Come nearer, so that I may speak to you, because I have seen wonderful things. So the fisherman came near and listened. When I left you, I travelled to the east. From the east comes everything that is wise. From the east comes all wisdom. I came at last to a city. I wandered through its streets and came to the garden of its god. Priests moved silently among the trees. In the garden, there was a rose-red house in which the god lived. One of the priests came to me and asked me, What is your wish?